Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible, as always, to be with you guys today and to talk some 49ers. Now, I think we've got some good stuff that I want to get over, or at least get to. At least that's the idea. We are going to be talking about Talanoa Hufanga, who is freaking incredible. And I think we're having an issue on here. So we're not on YouTube. That's okay. I'll get YouTube up later. That's okay. We'll just keep rolling. We got some football to talk. We're going to roll with it. That's what's up. So couple things. We're going to go through some Talanoa Hufanga film, some of his press conference, some of the things that are going on there, all those things. But we're also got a couple questions that I wanted to get into, because when we're talking about this, and again, you know, we're into this weird time right now where contracts and all that stuff, what's going on? What means what and what's happening and all those things? So that's something that I think is really, really important. And so as we kind of talk about this, I think it's important. This question came from Roger. He said, "I'm struggling big time with contracts in the NFL. What happens when a guy like Justin School gets cut? Does he still get his money?" Man, absolutely incredible question that I wish it was a simple yes or no, because it's not. It's a yeah, but that's kind of where it is and where it kind of leaves everything at. So the issue is here. He gets paid because he got injured at practice. Okay, so that's very, very important. And the 49ers take care of their guys as well, or if not better, than anybody else. And so that part's very, very important. Now, because he doesn't play any games, that's going to affect his salary as well. So he's going to make $509,000 this year, Justin School. Now, you look at what he made last year, $719,000. Well, he was at all the games and all that, so he made a lot more money last year. He was supposed to make even more than that. So, yes, he gets paid, but no, he doesn't get all the money. He doesn't get the game bonuses. He doesn't get all that. He just gets his base salary. Now, why was he cut then? So help me understand that. Well, he got cut because you got to free up that roster spot. You only get 53 guys that you get to keep. So by cutting School, you get to bring in another guy. He cleared waivers. You get to bring him back on the IR. Exact same thing happened to DJ Reed last year with his pec, if you remember. The only difference is Seattle took him. They claimed him. And so that's where that is kind of different. So School cleared because he's not going to be able to play this year no matter what. And so we got him back. So yes, he gets paid. You look at like the Juwan, I think it was Juwan James, right, for Denver. He didn't get anything. He lost everything. They literally like it again. He had a big contract, $10 million. We're talking $500,000 here. And so there's a big difference there, being hurt at the facility versus not, and all those things. Now, Roger goes on and asks this question. What happens to all those camp bodies that sign one-year deal with no guaranteed money. Do they just not make any money if they get cut? The answer, again, it's not a yes or a no. It's in between. And if you look at, you know, the minimum contracts are much better this year. The CBA was trash. I really didn't like it. But the one people that it did benefit, as far as players concerned, minimum contract players. They are the ones that pushed the vote up because it took care of them big time. So Benny Fowler, for example, wide receiver we just signed, minimum deal, no guaranteed money, no signing bonus, no any of that. He signed a one-year deal for $990,000, which is the vet minimum for how long he's played. Now, his cap hit's $850,000, okay? So he signed $990,000, cap hit $850,000. He can make that extra $140,000, but it's going to be divided up amongst games, usually in 1/17. So for every game you play, you're going to make some extra money. You don't have to play. That's the wrong terminology there. Any game that you are rostered, that's what they're looking for, right? So if you look at that again, so again, $990,000, that's what he gets over the year, and you get a per diem when training camp starts. Okay, so a per day play to be at the facility. It's $2,900 a day. Now, again, you have to wait till training camp starts, and a lot of teams will even extend that per diem through OTAs, minicamp, all that stuff. But as far as the collective bargaining agreement goes, the only thing that has to be guaranteed is training camp on, which we haven't got to that point yet. But that's $2,900 every single day they're there to work out. Now, rookies have it built into their contract, and that varies, and signing bonus and all those things. So rookies are different, but that's what the vets get. So again, stick it with Benny Fowler. Every day he makes it through training camp, he gets about $3,000. Now, if he gets cut, he's going to get that $140,000, but that's going to be about it, and all the per diems. Now, every single week he is on the roster, that is where that money kind of starts to pile up. That's going to be key. Because again, you take that $850,000, he's getting the $140,000. You take that $850,000, and again, you can apply this ratio to any player. You divide their contract into 17. There's 17 games. So this guy makes $850,000 divided by 17. That's $50,000 every week he is on a roster. Now practice squad, that's a whole nother thing. That's another 15 to 20 minutes. I don't want to geek out too much on this stuff, but I wanted to put this out there because I think it's important. It's so easy as fans of what's going on to sit back and say, hey, who cares? They're making, they're billionaires. They're out. No. That's not the situation. Yes, they have so much money, and we're not trying to say they don't have money. But, I mean, you go down a ways, it drops pretty dang quick. Obviously, the people at the top, Jimmy Garoppolo, Eric Armstead, Jimmy Ward, Nick Bosa, those are the guys that are making the most money this year for the 49ers. But it drops quick. And, again, the average stay in the NFL is 2 years. 2 years. You know, we think a lot of times, like, oh, these guys are going to play forever. That's just kind of where that is. Yeah, this did not activate on YouTube. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what's going on there, but we're going live anyway. I'll post this retroactively to YouTube, and I'll monitor the chat there and hang out with everybody there. But yeah, not sure what happened. Technology for the win. It's always pulling up and causing problems somewhere. But I'll get this posted on YouTube as soon as I'm done recording here. Now, let's transition to the man of the hour, and I'm pretty excited about this one. Talanoa Hufanga, who is just such an awesome guy, so easy to root for. We're going to dive into some film, some press conferences, go through his past, you know, how his measurements were, college stats, everything. Man, we've done a rookie profile episode on everybody up to Talanoa. We only have one left. That's Elijah Mitchell after this, but I think I'm going to do Austin Watkins as well. I've got a lot of research on him. But before we do that, we have a new sponsor, and this is key, betonline.ag. What's up? So excited to announce our new sponsor. This is a big one, betonline.ag. Betonline.ag is one of my favorite betting sites, and here's the thing that separates it from everything else. In the offseason, they have so much NFL to bet on. It's an absolute blast. So head over there, use promo code 49ersRush, all caps, one word, 49ERS, RUSH, again, 49ers Rush as your promo code. And what that's going to get you is they're going to match 50% of your first deposit up to $1,000. Now, rollovers apply on the bonus money. If you're not sure how that works, you can check out that out on the site. But you can open an account for as little as $25. Again, please use our promo code, helps the podcast. But you could bet on NFL futures, over win totals for each team. They have the 49ers set at 10 wins currently, by the way. So if you're one of the people that thinks the 49ers are going to get 11 or more wins, go over there and make that bet. There's no reason not to. Coach of the year, rookie of the year, MVP, who makes the playoffs and who doesn't, as well as some of the game of the year spread. So, for example, if you want to bet the 49ers versus Tennessee Titans, that's up on there right now with the spread and all those things. There's so much to bet there. So we're going to be doing some betting specials here. By the way, I'm taking the over on 49ers getting 10 or more wins. I think they're definitely going to get to 11 wins. So head over there, support the podcast, bet with us, make some money. We did really, really well last year. Again, that's betonline.ag. And make sure you use promo code 49ersRush, all capital, one word, to help support the podcast. All right. Now, let's talk about this kid, and he is special. 6 foot, 199. We got him in the fifth round. Talanoa Hufanga. Out of USC, and man, you're talking safeties, USC to the 49ers. Yeah, you better smile because there's a lot of history there, right? There's a lot of stuff that's kind of going on there. And I wanted to play this clip, and not that I think it's the best like highlight or anything. And again, a lot of these clips I'm going to show you, they're from, you know, our Patreon video breakdown. So again, we've got, you know, 1 to 2 Patreon video breakdowns up a week over there, and now added a bonus episode podcast. So like a lot of content. If you're not there, you need to go over there. And again, if you haven't done that yet and you want to try it out and you're kind of on the fence, give it a shot. Sign up. You don't like it, I'll pay you your money back. No questions asked, guaranteed. It's. I believe in the product. I don't think there's anybody else out there that is doing half of the work that we are putting on Patreon. A lot of podcasts just say, hey, come support us, buy us a beer. No. I am putting out as much, if not more, content on Patreon than I am on here. So one, that helps support the podcast and allows us to do all the giveaways, you know, the events that we're doing, the traveling, all that stuff. But if you like these clips, there's way more over on Patreon. But this clip here just shows you, man, whenever I'm typing my notes on this kid, I just kept thinking Kyle Juszczyk. And you're like, wait a second, what? Yes, he's Kyle Juszczyk for the defense. He's a Swiss Army knife that's so hard to find. He plays free safety. He plays strong safety. He lines up on the slot. He plays linebacker. He blitzes off the edge. He is a Swiss Army knife that could play everywhere on this defense. And I think this play kind of shows that. Strong safety, not near as much. 35.5-inch vertical, 10.8 broad, 6.96 three cone. All right, we got positive. Here you can see him creeping down in the box. And this is when I think he's at his best, when he's filling things out at the line of scrimmage. Very, very tough. Ooh, I mean, pass rush. Yeah, he's got it. You look at what he's done for his career. 6.5 sacks, 16.5 tackles for loss, 203 total tackles. He's all over the place. And, you know, this is a guy that you could line up and say, hey, I want you coming off the edge. I want you blitzing. I want you filling this out, all those things. That's huge. You know, he gets Troy Polamalu a lot, the Samoan, all that kind of stuff, background, USC background, same position, instincts, high ball production as well. And so, like, things that, again, you keep seeing on film. This is a high production player. High production all over the place. Got a little bit of an injury history. But whenever you look at, you know, when the 49ers chose to pick him, he was one of two guys they drafted that were gold helmet guys. This is a draft kind of designation that they give to high character, culture transformers, and their play on the field is incredible. High production players. It was Talanoa. And Trey Lance. Those were the only two guys that they were able to draft that were gold helmet guys. Usually they only give out about 10 of them. And again, we don't know who those guys are. But whenever we do draft one, believe you me, they're going to make that known. So two gold helmet guys. These are guys that are supposed to transform the culture. And as we get to know him today, believe you me, this guy, he leaves an impression. It doesn't matter if him on the field, watching his film, his tape, like, it's awesome. Like, everybody turns to him before the play. Everybody turns to him after the play. You could tell this guy leaves an impact. And Coach Kyle Shanahan, who did he compare him to? None other than the general manager himself, John Lynch.
It's just surreal to hear something like that. You know, I can't compare myself to him because, you know, he's arguably one of the best to, you know, be in the business to do, you know, play safety and stuff. So when you got shoes to feel like that, you just try to make the most in your own way. But he's one of those, like you say, Hall of Famers. So, you know, I got to give him his respect and his honor because that's unbelievable. So hopefully I can make my mark and do whatever I can to help the team out, whether it's on the field, off the field. I'm just blessed just to be in this, and I really, really appreciate it. So.
Very soft-spoken, very chill, very humble, so humble. Yeah, I'll play another clip for you later on where he gets to talk about Ronnie Lott a little bit. The kid doesn't have social media. And, like, if you look at, you know, I was going to talk about this later, but I think it fits better here. I have, like, 5 pages of notes for this episode, by the way. I love this stuff. And it doesn't matter how detailed my notes are, how much time I put into this, and, like, try to get the flow together. Whenever I go live, and this is live, I don't get to edit it. Sorry, YouTube. But whenever I go live, like, man, things start to jump out to you. Amazing article was written by friend of the show, Matt Barrows, who writes for The Athletic. He was on here not too long ago with his book. He wrote a whole piece that just came out, I think, just 2 days ago on Talanoa Hufanga and his upbringing. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And, you know, again, he's Tongan. And his father was raised in the village of Pia, Tongan's largest island, raising cows, pigs, chickens, whatever else. Now, here's what's crazy, and one of the reasons why I brought this up. The same village as a former 49er, Pita Taumapeneu. They're from the same freaking village. What are the odds in that, right? Talanoa, he went, his family got jobs in the States up in Oregon. They had to learn English and all this stuff in Corvallis and, you know, went up there and just, you know, thrived at every single thing that he did. But this is, you know, he comes from a family where they lived in a place with no running water, dirt floors, and all those things. And believe you me, whenever this kid talks and his personality and everything that comes across, like, this is not an entitled, this is not an arrogant. No, it's a way of life and culture for these people, and it transmits through and through. It is absolutely incredible and infectious. Now, he's a 2.5-year starter at USC, instinctive player. You know, whenever you go through the notes, again, what can he do? What can he not do? How is he going to be successful in the NFL? It doesn't take long at all. Play recognition, awareness. That is what sets him apart. And I think this clip will show this because he goes against defensive gap scheme, rightfully so, on this play, and it works out. Recognizes the play. Play recognition is key. For players like Talanoa that don't have that elite speed, instincts are what make up for everything. The ball's still in the air. He read the route. And so he knew what was coming immediately. Watch his head and just kind of see. Like, look, he's like, okay, I got this. Recognizes it right there and jumps it before the ball comes out. Knows where he's got to go. Recognizes because of film. This is a jailbreak inside wide receiver screen. Arizona State does this all the time. And so he's trying to get this momentum inside. Look where he runs to. He knows as the ball's in the air, I got to get inside this tackle coming out to get me. So the recognition, it's a guard, sorry. This is where his hole is, where he should feel. But because you watch film, you know I got to jump inside. I mean, he purposefully shoots inside, cuts this off, goes right over the top, right where he's supposed to be. And again, like you find players and you see this repetitive behavior. I'm going to show you some bad clips too. So it's not all going to be gold and happiness and all that. No. There's some bad plays, and he does have some bad plays. Now, where is he going to play at the next level? He's going to be a box safety only. Now, box safety may be third linebacker if he can add a few more pounds, which I think he can support that. Mean and tough. It's very easy to see. He's going to be a high-energy player. Now, right off the bat, he's going to be a special teams player. You know, whatever they – his very first interview, his goal for his rookie year – not playing time. No. He wants to be a Pro Bowl special teamer. As a coach, let me just say this. As a former coach, special teams is so damn important. But nobody wants to play on special teams. The kicker, the kick returner, that's it. Everybody else, whatever you call their name, you know, Jim, come on over, or whomever. You're going to be on punt team. Every single time their shoulders just go, aw. Like, I don't want to be out there on special teams, but it's important. Games are won and lost. Hidden yardage. This guy gets it. And so, yeah, he's a fifth round pick. We've got a lot of depth at safety, a little bit less now after Tarvarius Moore and his Achilles, but I don't even think he would be the first safety to come up. I think, you know, Jaquaski and obviously Jimmy Ward, and then you got Marcel Harris, then... Now it's a little bit of a competition, right? We just brought over Jefferson. We'll have to see what happens there. But I don't think that this year is really a year that he's going to get a lot of snaps at safety. He's going to be on every special teams thing. That's just what he's going to be. Super high energy player. He's going to be really, really good for the NFL in the locker room. And just kind of, again, he's a gold helmet guy. He's a culture changer. Okay. Now, another thing that shows up that I loved, again, this is a coach's dream because, again, there are people that watch piles and there are people that you have to pull back. You have to stop them. You have to almost like a dog trying to go get something like, okay, slow down. No, calm down. It's very hard to get a player to turn that on. It's easier to get a player to pull it back. And this guy, he's got to hit somebody every single play. Every single play, he does not watch. He is getting in the mix. It doesn't matter where he is on the field. He's getting in there. Give him a little bit of extra stretch there. Coming off the edge.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon. And this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get a pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's turn and run. Oh, you can see he's going to tag him. Man, he has to hit somebody. I mean, look at this guy. All right, play's pretty much done. You know, he's smart, but I'm going to let you know I'm here. Hey, I'm right here. I love that. I want to get in there. Look at him. Watch him. Oh, I'm right here. I got you. You going to hold that ball out? I think he holds the ball out. Yeah, see, he's holding the ball out here, and Talanoa says, nope, give me that ball. He's got 4 forced fumbles in his career, 4 interceptions, 8 passes defense, 6.5 career sacks, 16 and a half tackles for loss, 6.5 career sacks. He's all over the field. And man, one again, pet peeve, safeties that are never even in the frame of the like broadcast thing. They're never even there. And then you'll have some of the safeties that are just like there, standing there, like waiting. No. I want somebody to get in the mix. And he's going to do that every time. Every single time, you better believe Talanoa is going to be up in there. And he takes advantage of everything. Now, injuries are an issue, okay? And that's a big reason why he went in the 5th round, because he had a lot of production, Pac-12 player, defensive player of the year. He's all over the place. Okay, so let's go through these. And this is why he's a 5th round player. And I would argue the 49ers drafted out of every NFL team the healthiest players that you could possibly have, except for Talanoa. Okay, he's the only one that doesn't fit the mold. Everybody else played almost every single game. So, right collarbone 2018, right collarbone again in 2019, but then they installed a steel plate. That's right, he's a T100 now. Then dislocated his right shoulder in 2019 after that, concussion in 2019. So, you've got some injury history. There's no doubt about that. Worst case that you get out of him, he's a special team stud. That's worst case. Missed tackles are a concern. He had 31 missed tackles over 3 years. A lot of that is because he's playing free safety. I don't think he's going to play that for us at all. It should not ever be a free safety. Unless it's a blitz and you're trying to disguise something or something like that, that's it. And this play I wanted to show you because this is where it translates. Missed tackles, we're familiar with them, but watch what happens, and I'm going to show you 2 clips here, okay? So I'm going to show you one where he misses a tackle, gives up a huge play. Then I'm going to show you the very next defensive snap after that. Read in number 2. Oh, gosh. And he had it. Gosh, chased him down. Oh, I missed it. This is a bad play by him. He almost had an excellent play. He's reading number 2, okay? He's out here. Reads it correct. Pounces on it. He doesn't have outside. He gives him a 2-way go. This is the problem here. Try to turn it inside. Doesn't do it. This is where your help is. Doesn't turn it inside. Now he turns and run. Efforts elite. Gets there. Missed the tackle. So, gets burned for a touchdown. And, like, I watched that game on purpose because Arizona State had some ballers. There's no doubt about that. But again, you can't really get the feel of this unless you watch the actual game tape. The next play, Arizona State does the exact same play to the exact same side of the field. Let's see the result this time. Same play. Let's see if he does it right this time. Oh, he's just going to make the tackle by himself. But notice that the very next play, they went right back to him. So Arizona State says, hey, let's see if he's going to do it again. You get a runoff up top. Got to turn him inside. Turn him inside. Very good. Gets to the outside shoulder. Just makes the tackle. But more importantly than that, and we'll see this on the flip side, got to cut off the outside. Got to cut that off. Because, again, missed tackles are going to happen. Gets to the outside here. Turns him in. That's the key. The tackle's just extra. So, learned his lesson. Don't do it again. I like that. You see him turn to the side like, all right, I got it. And, you know, life and football, it's not about mistakes. Every single player makes mistakes. Whoever, Patrick Mahomes makes mistakes. There's no doubt about it. You go back to the Super Bowl, the 49ers versus Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo was beating the pants off of Patrick Mahomes through 3 quarters. You look at those stats that he had through 3 quarters, it was awful. I think he had like 3 sacks, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown pass, less than 50% completion percentage. It was Blaine Gabbert bad. But that's not what we remember. Because it's not mistakes. That's not what people remember. It's not the bad times. That's not what people remember. It's how you respond to those things. What is the last thing that you leave on the field? Do you correct it? Do you overcome it? That's what you want to see. And so whenever you're grading these players and you watch this and you see them give up the touchdown, you're just like, oh, man, that's huge negative. And yeah, it is a negative. You don't discount it. How do they respond? Oh, very next play, tackle for loss on the same thing? Check mark. Like, as a coach, like, that's what you want to see. That touchdown wasn't scored against the 49ers. No. That's trial and error. That was education. That's what he got. So you kind of take that and, you know, you apply that. And again, whenever you look at the perspective of his life, again, no social media. This guy trained with Troy Polamalu, who does not train with people. Like, that's not what he does. But, you know, reached out. They worked together. And Ronnie Lott, 49ers greatness, baby, reached out to him right after he got drafted. And this kid is so, like, innocent and, like, different. He didn't even know because he doesn't have social media. Here's him talking about Ronnie Lott reaching out to him and him not even knowing.
I'm not a big person on social media, so I'm not sure if I have, you know, the following or if he messaged me or not, because I'm honestly, I was off for 3 years in college, got back on, got back off, you know, so I'm not really honest. So I couldn't tell you if he had hit me up through there, through the socials. But, you know, I think it's just fortunate just that I'm blessed in this opportunity just to be, you know, that's a legacy right there. So, you know, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. And talking with Troy, we're just excited for this opportunity just to make the most of it. You know, it's not done and we just got a lot of work to do. So can't complain.
And I don't think anybody's saying he's going to be Ronnie Lott. He's going to be Troy Polamalu. No. Nobody is saying that. He's a fifth round draft pick, for goodness sake. But you love the approach. You love the demeanor. You love the film. You love the person. Those are positives. And the 49ers have a roster, especially at the safety position, a little less now. He gets to sit and chill. You're going to be a special team stud. Learn the playbook. Guess what? Tart, one-year deal. Harris, one-year deal. Like, you're going to get a chance to play into this. There is a very real possibility that in 2022, your secondary starters, again, I don't think this is going to be the case, but it's a possibility. Jimmy Ward, Talanoa, Ambry Thomas, Diamador, Emmanuel Mosley. Like, that's a possibility that those are the five nickel secondary guys that you're going to have. They get basically a red shirt year. Ambry, Diamador, and Talanoa. You guys learn. Everybody was crying secondary. Everybody was. Oh, draft secondary in the second round. Nope. Draft secondary in the third round. Nope. Fifth round? All right, cool. Now let's do that. And once they did that, like, again, put it in perspective. These guys get to sit and watch and learn. So, yeah, they're fifth round guys, some of them. But, hey, let them learn. Let him get into there, right? That's the whole idea. Now, he was a four-year varsity starter in high school at safety, played some quarter, QB, and wide receiver. He was an all-state basketball and football player. This draft, everybody can ball. I know playoff basketball is going on right now. These guys are ballers. They are athletes. And so, man, again, I can't stress this enough, and I used to get in arguments with football coaches that I worked with. If any person, coach, adult, anybody, scout, says your son or daughter should focus on one sport, get that person the hell out of your life because their best interests are not for your child, okay? This is San Francisco 49ers. They drafted a whole damn basketball team this year. Everybody played basketball. That is competition year-round is a great thing, not a bad thing. So if somebody tells your kid you need to specialize in this, they don't care about your child. I'm telling you right now that it's just, I've never seen it. So anyway, take that for whatever you want. Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year in the 2020. Also was a track guy. He ran a 22.73 in the 200 meter, which is pretty good. Not a top end speed guy. He's a 4.6 guy. But the instincts, he's got speed. It's not elite, but he's got good speed. And he's an old school, just kind of badass. That's what he is. And that's it. That is the quote from Kyle Shanahan himself when they were talking about him. Just, hey, who is this guy? He's an old school badass. That's what he is. He's all over the place and he makes football hard for the opposing team. This has been a fun draft, you know, and when you kind of step back, and you look at it more in depth and you know, you dive into all the stats and all that kind of stuff, and you say, man, this guy, you can see it. You can see the whole draft, like, literally, it's built to for sustained success. And I've said this a few times, and I want to reiterate this. I'm so excited for this year, 2021. But, again, listen to me. 2022 and 2023, those are the years. I'm circling those 2 years on the calendar. Those are the ones where, man, I'm pushing all my chips in. That betonline.ag, promo code 49ers Rush, one word, all caps. That's where I put some money in on the 49ers taking it all home, because they are building for future success. Free agency 2021, we're locking this down, but I'm telling you right now, that thing is pointing up. In the next 2 years, there's going to be some good stuff there. There's really going to be some good stuff there. I'm excited about this. And probably my favorite stat, just 2020. Again, Pac-12 had a short year. He allowed one touchdown passing, which we saw. He had four interceptions. That's incredible. Two forced fumbles. He only played 370 snaps. That's it, because it was an abbreviated season for the Pac-12. Four interceptions, two forced fumbles. Whew. That's a playmaker. That's different. And so I'm super excited. I'm super excited about this guy. I just think that there's a lot there. And, you know, I have one more clip, and this is in the outside run game, because I think, you know, it transitioning a linebacker is a real possibility for him. And he's a great force player. They used him to blitz off the edge, and sometimes they'd blitz off the edge and they'd, like, the offense would call a run play straight at him and try to attack him, and it didn't work very well. So check him out in the run game here on the outside. Kyle Juszczyk, I'm telling you, where is he? Takes on the blocker. Stay outside. There it is. Man, he knows where he's supposed to be. Oh, that's so good. He's given up a lot of weight to this guy. I mean, that's an extra tackle. That's not a tight end. Stays outside. Everybody does their job, clogs it. He's going to bounce it. He does that spin move. He's done this like four times this game. Talanoa has, where when he's the force edge player, and what I mean by that is you have to force it inside because you have to stay on the edge, okay? So if he goes out, that's you. Spins out of it right over top. Awesome play there by 10 as well. But when you have a 6-foot, 199 guy that can play on the edge here, it's pretty damn good. He's going against a big old boy now. Look at him extend the arms. He's losing about 60 pounds here. Doesn't matter. Spins out, gets right over top. Nice play. I think he did that four times that game. Like, he knows his responsibilities. He's going to keep it. That's just what it is. So that's Talanoa. I'm pretty excited about him. It's one of those things we're going to have to wait and see. But we haven't had a stud special teams player since Raheem Mostert went from Pro Bowl gunner to starting running back. So maybe this will change some things up a little bit. And so excited for him. One thing I do want to let you know about the 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Man, come party with us. I do have to say this. The Chicago hotel that we have our deal with, which it's still good, was bought by Marriott. So you're going to see a name change. It was Hotel Essex. Now it's part of the Marriott family. And again, spoke with management, all that stuff. We are gold. So everything, if you've already bought your hotel stay with us, that's going to be awesome. You should better go do that if you haven't done it yet. But just understand, just a name change, still same hotel, not a big deal. But 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Again, we're going to Chicago, we're going to LA, we're going to Philly. We're throwing a huge party the night before. Come be a part of that. It's just going to be awesome. It's going to be a really, really good time. And I am currently working. Moving forward. We're not stopping. Draft stuff. Trying to get stuff with Vegas set up so that we can broadcast live with Vegas and do a very similar hangout. Trying to get group rates on hotels so we can party together for the draft. And that's next April. You know, the question, I saw a question floating around Twitter. I wasn't planning on, you know, talking about this. But the question was like, man, there's so many 49ers podcasts. Why am I doing this? The question wasn't directed towards me, but I wanted to answer it. When I had to get out of coaching, and, you know, I've shared this story a few times. You know, loved coaching football. I really, really did. One of the largest schools in the country. Very, very competitive. Texas football, it was awesome. But when we got our boys, when we became foster parents and kind of with what was happening there, like I could not continue coaching with what was going on in their lives. They're 4 and 9 year old terror, freaking Tasmanian devils. Both got kicked out of school their first year. Like it was just too much. I had a bed in my office at the school because I was spending the night up there, you know, twice a week. And so whenever I got out of coaching, it was rough. It was like, do I have to say goodbye to football? Like, is that what this means? And I wasn't sure what that looked like. So when I first started this over 5.5 years ago, it was, I need a football outlet. I love the 49ers. Let's share and just kind of whatever. Let's see how this goes. We're approaching episode 400. Now, everything's changed to a community. And that's kind of, this has taken on a life, not because of me, because of you guys. And, you know, we have the Patreon. We have Discord. Oh, my gosh. Discord's so cool. I'm old. I'm not cool with Discord, but it's pretty awesome. And the link is in there. It's free. I was told to charge for it, but I was like, nope, I don't want that. Everything is about community. Now we got the 49ers Rush road trip. We're planning holidays together. We're going to do all this stuff. I freaking love this. I love it. And yeah, there's probably people that can break down film better than me. No doubt about it. There's more entertaining 49ers personalities out there. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I'm a competitive person. I don't compete against other people. I'm competitive against myself. I want this podcast to be the best podcast. Well, I go live and I spend an hour and a half getting everything ready. YouTube doesn't go live. that's kind of the way it goes. So stuff goes wrong. So I'm competing with myself. And we're spoiled as 49ers. I listen to all those podcasts. You see me as a guest on a podcast, it's because I listen to them. I want more content. I want more 49ers content out there. I'm not one of those people where like I have to be the best. That's not what I see this as. I want to increase the community. I want to increase the product. And whenever I get emails from awesome people that say, man, I've learned a lot about the game. It's so much more fun watching football now. The draft was more fun. Or, man, I'm so much more excited about this season because, you know, I understand it more. Like, that is what this is about. Creating experiences in this community and sharing that together. And hopefully we do that. And every now and then, the giveaways, oh, my gosh, that brings people together. Who doesn't want free stuff? You know what I mean? Having said all that, be a part of this community and be positive. Man, if there's nothing else you take from this, be positive and enjoy life. You can enjoy 49ers football right now. Man, you got to change something because Chip Kelly went too long ago, and that was hard to enjoy. This is time to enjoy, and I enjoy all this because of you guys. This is incredible. So thank you guys so much, as always. Please don't hesitate to reach out. You can email us, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter is probably where I'm most active, @JL_Chapman. My DMs are always open. Reach out. Facebook, Instagram, we're all those places. And, of course, YouTube, just not today. I'll get this video loaded. I'll get to work on it as soon as I end this stream here, which is now. So thank you guys so much. And, as always, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.